It's Wednesday, July 24th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un examined a new submarine that experts believe could carry multiple missiles, including those with nuclear capabilities, in Pyongyang's latest display of military strength as denuclearization talks with Washington remain gridlocked, reports the Wall Street Journal. Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London, has won the internal vote to become the new leader of the governing Conservative Party, meaning he is set to become the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, reports Breitbart.com. Today, Robert Mueller, the former special counsel for the United States Department of Justice, will testify before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. After nearly 2 years with 19 lawyers, 40 staff, more than 2,800 subpoenas, nearly 500 search warrants, and around 500 witnesses, the Mueller report concluded that there was no collusion when it said that, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities, end quote. The Justice Department has not indicated publicly whether it will direct Mueller to limit his remarks in any way, but a spokesperson said in a cryptic statement that the department expects Mueller to keep his testimony within the bounds of the report, reports Politico.com. Democratic presidential candidate and Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey said his testosterone sometimes makes him want to feel like punching President Donald Trump, reports the Washington Free Beacon. Appearing on The Late Show with Seth Meyers, Booker reflected on meeting an angry liberal at a campaign event in Iowa.
He puts his arm around me and he goes, dude, I want you to punch Donald Trump in the face. And I stop in my tracks and I go, dude, that's a felony, man. Donald Trump is a guy who, you understand, he hurts you. And my testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him.
Booker's comments were a stark contrast with his pledge at a CNN town hall in March.
I believe in that radical love of all people.
In ABC's reality show, The Bachelorette, Luke Parker, one of the final four male contestants, asked Hannah Brown, The Bachelorette, if she had succumbed to the temptation of fornication with one of the three male finalists.
I just want to make sure you're not going to be sexually intimate with the other relationships here. Like, I totally have all the trust in the world for you. But at the same time, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. If you told me you're having sex or you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I'd be wanting to go home.
Needless to say, Hannah, who also professes Christ as Savior, did not respond well.
I'm like kind of mad because the way that you just said that, why do you have the right to do that? Because you're not my husband. You're questioning me, that you're judging me and feel like you have the right to when you don't at this point. Guess what? Sex might be a sin out of marriage. Pride is a sin too. And I feel like this is like a pride thing.
In an excellent column at the Christian Post entitled 8 Ways to Rationalize Sin from The Bachelorette, Julie Royes explains that nowhere in Scripture does it say only husbands or wives have license to confront someone who's sinning. The only qualification Scripture gives is that one must be living by the Spirit, as noted in Galatians 6:1. In other words, not gratifying the desires of the sinful flesh. Parker, who had been sexually active prior to his conversion, has maintained his secondary virginity for the last 3+ years. Royce also points out that Brown mislabels Parker's godly confrontation as sinful judgment and turns the tables and accuses Parker of pride. In light of Brown's dangerous spiritual condition, Royce warns that, quote, she would do well to read Philippians 3 to see what happens to those who persist in their rebellion. It's not a pretty picture. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame, end quote. And finally, Hank Hanegraaff, also known as the Bible Answer Man, revealed how God supernaturally saved him during a recent brush with death amid his ongoing battle with cancer since 2017, reports the Christian Post. In a video post on July 17th, Hanegraaff announced that he recently underwent stem cell transplantation, a potentially curative treatment for mantle cell lymphoma.
The story of how I almost died is a story I knew nothing about because I had passed out, I had gone unconscious. When my kids and my wife told me about what I went through in ICU, it was like they were talking about a different person. I came within a whisper of being in the presence of the Lord. The Lord supernaturally saved me from dying.
A myriad of scriptures have come to Hanegraaff's mind since then.
Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. And I don't want to be presumptive. Only the Lord knows our days. All the days ordained for us are written in this book before one of them came to be. But the doctors that I've talked to are very, very optimistic about the success of the stem cell transplant. The stem cells of my son, Paul Stephen, now taking over my body.
After 40 days in the hospital, Hanegraaff went home recently to recuperate. Please keep him in your prayers. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, July 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.